The Funny Weekly Summary, 6 of the 13th of May. One of the things I've done now this week is I made it even quicker. That's because, as you see on the internet, what we're experiencing now with Pluto in Aquarius is this short burst of energy. Once I've got the energy, then I feel excited. When I've got the energy, I feel in love. You know, talk about Ziggy. All right, I'm going to get a bit naughty now. When you talk about Ziggy, buying the flowers, buying the chocolates, going on a date, having a cup of coffee, going to a restaurant, going for a meal, doing the foreplay, kissing and cuddling, holy blah, 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 blah. All that is just to get in there, right? It's just to have the sex. Let's cut all the crap. Let's just get in there. Let's just forget the foreplay. Let's just get on with the job. So the definition this week's new moon on the 8th of May, the definition of the astrological energies right now is, people have got this impulsive energy. I don't want the foreplay. I don't want the talking about it. I just want to get to the destination. But unfortunately, there are lots of people in the world who are slow. They are slow. They're not as quick as you and me. We have got the impulsive energy. We have felt the new zodiac here in Aries. We are feeling the Taurus energies. We are feeling the new moon. We know what we want. We know exactly what we want. But it's almost as if we've got to do the foreplay. We've got to buy the chocolates and the flowers. Oh, fuck the flowers. Fuck the chocolates. What's the point? What's the point? Come on, just get on with it. Why can't we get on with it? I am more impatient than all of you put together. And the reason why I started astrology, as all astrologers have done, is because we wanted to see the future. We wanted to know the future. The psychic energy is the reason why I love my psychic friend Christine, the reason I'm learning from her a lot about how to tune in properly, how to get it right, is because I want to know the future. You and me that are addicted to astrology, the reason why we are addicted is because we want to know the future, and we know the future is always going to be brighter. That's why we follow. We know sooner or later things are going to change for the better. We are looking forward to those sooner or later changes. We are looking forward to having more of life's energy, more excitement in life, more love in life, more enjoyment in life, more. And because we are so addicted to life, we just want to know, when is it going to happen? Well, this week's new moon leading to the full moon. That's what it's all about. The beginning to the destination, the beginning of the journey where we are. You might be in an airport. You might be at JFK. You might be in LaGuardia. You might be in LA. You might be in Paris Charles de Gaulle. You might be in Fiumicino in Rome. You might be wherever you might be in the wherever airport you're in. But you're not going to be there for much longer. The plane is going to take off and you're going to get into the future. You're going to get to your destination. And the beauty of understanding astrology is that none of us, me included, none of us knows what that destination is going to be. You might think you know what it's going to be, but as things unfold supersonically quickly, very quickly this week and the week after, then you're just going to have to be open to the possibilities. Do me a favor this week, therefore. Listen to the feelings. Listen to the coincidence. Listen to what has been said. Listen and enjoy the good parts. It's a journey. So don't fuck it up this week.